请我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads in silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this evening service.
唱诗五十九首。
Let's sing hymn 59.
And
now we will pray together and ask God to guide tonight's service.
啊，一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。哈利路亚。愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我们在最近读圣经，在读到《生命记》。
On our recent Bible readings, we are studying the book of Deuteronomy.
那在《生命记》里面重复出了一句话。
And in Deuteronomy, there is a phrase.
就是这四十年。
And that is these 40 years.
那我们再看这个四十年对我们来讲什么意思。
And let us study tonight what this phrase "these 40 years" mean.
请看《生命记》第一章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
第一章的从第一节到第三节，请。
Deuteronomy chapter 1. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on the side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain opposite Sub, between Paran, Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dezeb. 2. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. 3. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandments to them.
在第三节说出埃及的第四十年，那神的话临到摩西，然后摩西就把神的话转告以色列百姓。
And in verse 3, it states that it has been 40 years since they have left Egypt, and the word came to Moses from God, and then Moses passed it to the Israelites.
那到底神告诉摩西什么？
But what did God tell Moses?
就是告诉摩西出埃及生命记里面所说的话。
God told Moses what is recorded in the book of Deuteronomy.
那摩西就告诉以色列百姓，然后把它写下来。
So Moses had, he wrote the word down and he gave it to the Israelites.
那生命记呢，不是在写新的律法。
The book of Deuteronomy is not writing a new law.
是重复再一次来解释神在西乃山跟以色列百姓所立的约。
But it is once again explaining the covenant that God established with the Israelites on Mount Sinai.
那生命记他说是出埃及第四十年。
And Deuteronomy records that it is the 40th year since they had left Egypt.
那这四十年就是他们走旷野的路程。
And these 40 years are the 40 years that they wandered in the wilderness.
所以到生命记的最后三十四章。
So when we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34,
那已经到迦南地旁边了。
They have already arrived at the land of Canaan.
我们看三十四章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34.
第一节。
Verse 1. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan.
第四节。
Verse 4. Then the Lord said to him, This is the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there.
这个地方神叫摩西登尼波山。
So here God asked Moses to ascend Mount Nebo.
就是这个话都讲完了神说上尼波山。
And so after God had finished explaining the law to Moses, he asked him to go up Mount Nebo.
那尼波山他看到什么？
And what did Moses see on top of the mount?
就是看到四十年前他们出埃及，神要叫他们去的地方，现在就在眼前。
He saw that 40 years ago, the land that God had told him to go to, the reason why they left Egypt, and it's right in front of his eyes.
那这四十年，摩西是凭着信心在走这一条路的。
And in these 40 years, Moses relied on his faith to walk this journey.
那相当的辛苦。
And so it was very difficult.
哦，这个叫做凭信心。
And this is what it means to go on faith.
这是神跟他讲很好，牛奶与蜜之地啊，很好就很好，神讲好一定好，就一直努力往前进。
He believed when God told him that it would be good and it would be a land of milk and honey, and so he continued onward.
其实他也没有看到。
But Moses, he actually did not see
this land. 那他怎么知道好了？
So how did he know that what God was saying is true?
就神说很好，神说要给你，就这样就够了。
For Moses, it was enough for God to say that it was good and that this land would belong to them.
那信心的果效是什么？
So what is the fruit of faith?
就是眼见。
And it's to see.
我们凭信心不凭眼见。
To have faith does not necessarily mean that you will see it right in front of you.
但是信心的果效就是眼睛可以看到。
But the fruit of our faith is to be able to actually see it with our own eyes.
所以现在说，天国很好，牛奶与蜜。
So we can say that heaven is very good. It is a land also of milk and honey.
是丰盛甜美的。
And we can say that it is very abundant and sweet.
我怎么知道？
But how will we know?
因为神告诉我们。
Because God has told us.
所以那个就是真的。
And so we treat it as true.
那有神又说要给我们。
And God has also said that He would give it to us.
又是圣灵给我们做凭据。
And He gave us the Holy Spirit as proof.
那这样就够了。
And for us, this is enough.
那我们这样信哈。不管信仰生活有多艰难多困苦，我一定要持守到底。
And because we believe on what God has told us, no matter how difficult our journey of faith may be, we must persevere to the end.
那持守到底的结果是什么？
And what happens when we persevere to the end?
就是眼见。
That we will see it with our own eyes.
真的可以到天国看到那好的无比地上没有办法形容。
And that we can finally reach heaven, the land that is greater than we can imagine.
所以四十年实在是不算短了。
And so 40 years cannot be considered a short amount of time.
但是前面里面有讲哈，其实他们第二年就已经到迦南地的旁边了。
But in the beginning, it actually says that in the second year, they could have reached the land of Canaan.
就是第二年神就要给他们进迦南地啊。
And actually, in the second year, God was to let the Israelites enter the land of Canaan.
不是不给他们哦，神第二年就要给他们。
And it wasn't that God did not want to give it to them.
那为什么第二年他得不到？
But why were they unable to receive it in the second year?
就是第二年他信不下去。
It was because in the second year, they were unable to uphold their faith.
那信不下去，就在旷野再走三十八年。
And because of their inability to keep the faith, they continue to wander the wilderness for 38 more years.
那这个新生的一代哦，对神信得下去。
And so the second generation was able to persevere in their faith.
那信得下去就进迦南。
And those who were able to keep the faith were allowed to enter the land of Canaan.
那个迦南哦，我们常常在讲哦，就是神的国。
And we often talk about the land of Canaan being the kingdom of God.
那神的国在哪里？
But where is the kingdom of God?
当然神的国就将来我们要去天国。
And of course that is the place that we want to go, and that is heaven.
那神所住不能靠近的光里面。
And that is where God abides, where there is light.
但这 不等于说我们信主以后天国很好，马上神就让我们上去。
But that does not mean that we will ascend to heaven immediately after we believe.
主耶稣也说神的国就在我们内心。
Jesus has once said that the kingdom of God is within you.
所以还没有到天国之前，神要在我们的内心让我们体会到天国的滋味。
And so before we ascend to heaven, God wants us to have a taste of heaven within ourselves.
那天国的滋味是什么？
And what is the taste of heaven?
就是罗马书里面讲公义、平安、喜乐。
And that is recorded in the book of Romans, and that is righteousness, peace, and joy.
就是没有罪。
And there is no sin.
一切看神看都是对的。
And everything that God sees is right.
那这样神就会同在。
And that way God will abide with us.
公义的果效就是平安。
And the fruit of righteousness is peace.
就是没有忧愁，没有害怕。
And there is no fear, and there is no sadness.
那神同在的结果就是喜乐。
And the fruit of God's abidance is joy.
所以这个神的国在我们内心实现，就是我们将来要去天国的一个让我们先尝到的滋味，其实天国比这个更好。
So the manifestation of the kingdom of heaven within us is just a little taste of what heaven would be like, but heaven is actually far greater.
那其实我们信主哈，神马上就要给我们。
And once we believe in God, this is something that God wants to give us.
让我们活在世界，虽有苦难，但我们心里面真的有神的国实现。
That while we live on this world, we may encounter difficulties, but within us, we can feel what heaven is like.
那有时候我们常常想，那为什么我信了我信主五年，我受洗二十年，我都没有体验呢？
But we ask ourselves, why is it I've believed for 5 years or I've been baptized for 20, but I have never felt this?
是因为我们信不下去。
And that is because we did not uphold the faith.
如果我们信得下去，
If we persevere in our faith,
我们的生活很快就进入迦南。
Our lives will very quickly enter the land of Canaan.
那所以信不下去，就在生活当中一直磨练，增加我们的信心。
And if we're unable to hold the faith, then we will encounter trials or tribulations that will mold us and shape us.
那等到我们对神有充足的信心啊，我们就很容易来体会神国的那种美好。
And it is when we are filled with faith in God, then we will experience for ourselves the sweetness.
那一体会到神国的美好哈，我们就不会再回头去看埃及地。
And when we have experienced the goodness of God, then we won't turn back to look at Egypt.
也虽然埃及地生活也不错。
Even though that their lives in Egypt may have been very comfortable.
但是那不是迦南地所能比的。
But that is incomparable to the land of Canaan.
所以只有进到迦南，我们体会到那个甜美，我们才会说啊，出埃及是对的。
And it's only when we enter the land of Canaan and taste the goodness there, we can say that it was good for us to leave Egypt.
那他们在旷野漂泊的时候受很多苦，还是有很多人出埃及大概不对。
But while they were wandering in the wilderness, there are still many Israelites who said that it was a mistake to leave Egypt.
你看埃及，我们有肉、有菜、有鱼可以吃，这里什么都没有。
They said that they had their choice of food when they lived in Egypt, but when they're in the wilderness, they didn't.
所以还没有进到迦南，他们就开始怀疑，出埃及可能不太对。
So before they had entered the land of Canaan, they said maybe it wasn't so good for us to leave Egypt after all.
那进到迦南就知道这是对的。
And it wasn't until they entered the land of Canaan that they realized it was right all along.
所以当我们的信仰真的进到神的国里面
，So when our faith has entered the kingdom of God,
那是好的无比的。
And this is a good beyond
compare. 丰盛与甜美。
And this is abundant and sweet.
我们就不会再回头去看索多玛啊，世界有多好，也不会羡慕的。
We won't turn our heads to look back at Sodom or Gomorrah, or be envious of the world that we left.
好，那我们现在看《生命记》的第二章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记》的第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
这里说，这四十年，神常与你同在。
And here it clearly states, these 40 years the Lord your God has been with you.
所以你一无所缺。
And so you have lacked nothing.
一无所缺就不需要忧虑了。
And if you lack nothing, then there's no need for depression.
但这是回头看。
But this is only in hindsight.
回头看这个四十年的经验。
When they look back on the 40 years in the wilderness.
出埃及的时候是一无所有。
When they left Egypt, they had nothing.
因为要走路吧，他能带什么出来？
And because they had to walk this journey, they were unable to bring their belongings.
带越重，你就走不动了。
If they brought a heavy load, then they would be unable to carry it.
连吃的东西带的也有限了。
And there was a limit to even the food that they could bring.
那怎么办？
So what could they do?
后天要怎么吃什么？
And what would they eat the next day?
我那个想太多就不要出来了。
And sometimes when you overthink, then they would thought that we should have never left, or they dared not to leave.
你如果带太多了也出不来，想出来也出不来，因为太重。
And if they brought too much, even if they wanted to leave Egypt, they were unable to because their load weighed them down.
神说走就走吧。
But God told them to go, and so they went.
反正跟着神不会有错的。
Because if you follow God, then you can't go wrong.
他是我们的父，天上的父。
Because he is our father in heaven.
跟地上的父亲可能会走错路。
If we were to follow our earthly father, maybe we would be led astray.
但跟天父不会错的。
But with our heavenly father, that will not happen.
就是这样出来呀。
And because of this, they left.
所以出来的时候是一无所有。
And so when they left Egypt, they had nothing.
那四十年回头过来看，就体验到样样都有。
But in the 40 years, when they looked back, they realized that they lacked for nothing.
这个叫做一无所缺。
And that's why it records here that it says the Israelites lacked nothing.
所以有时候我们在教会在招职这个专职工人啊，专职传道。
And so sometimes when the church is looking for full-time ministers,
这个真的是一个信心的道路啊。
This is really a road of faith.
你如果想太多，你怎么会出来当传道？
Sometimes if you overthink or analyze, then you will never come out to be a minister.
那最重要是什么？
But what is most important?
要明白神要我做什么。
It's to understand what God wants us to do.
如果这一条路是神要我走的。
If this is a road that God wants us to take.
虽然一无所有。
Even though I may have nothing.
但是样样都有。
But in reality, I realize that I have everything.
就是一无所缺。
And that means that I lack for nothing.
这是一个非常宝贵的体验。
And this is a very precious experience.
那这本身就是神迹啊。
And this in itself is a miracle.
什么都没有带出来，旷野可以活四十年，这本身就是神迹啊。
The fact that they came out with nothing but was able to survive 40 years in the wilderness, this is a miracle.
那这个神迹从哪里来？
But where did this miracle come from?
所以我们回到第七节。
If we turn to verse 7,
说你的神常与你同在，
it says that,
所以你一无所缺。
The 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, so you lack nothing.
所以我们信仰生活其实不需要求太多。
So in our life of faith, we do not need to ask for much.
等一下祷告健康，等一下祷告工作，等一下祷告眼睛能够看得好，等一下祷告出去不要出车祸，太多可以祷告，祷告不完。
So sometimes we may pray for our health or our work or that when we go out we won't be in a car accident. There's too many things that we can pray for.
但是把一个最根本的抓住。
But there is something that's very our foundation that we must grasp onto.
就是神啊，你让我知道我要怎么做，你才会跟我同在。
That is to say, God teach me what to do that you will abide with me.
这样就够了。
And that is enough.
如果我们知道怎么做，神会跟我们同在，其他的都不没有挂虑。
If we know how to act in a way that God will abide with us, then we will have nothing to worry about.
神是天父，跟我们同在，你还烦恼什么？
Because God is our Heavenly Father, if He is with us, what do we have to fear?
我们还害怕什么？
What do we have to be afraid of?
我们会烦恼害怕是因为我们太有限。
We have fears and doubts because we ourselves are limited.
我们要走的路啊，未知数太多，变数太多，能够掌控的太少。
And the road that we have to walk, there's too many variables and things that we out of our control.
所以会害怕。
And so we are afraid.
会忧虑。
And so we become worried.
是因为我们没有神嘛。
And that's because we do not have God.
那如果我们真的有神同在，这个都不是问题。
But if God truly abides with us, then this will not be a problem.
所以四十年的体验就是只要有神同在，就一无所缺，不管我现在什么都没有，都没有关系。
So in hindsight, they realized as long as God was with them, then they lacked nothing.
好，那在第一章里面，在提到神同在三个很重要的果效体验。
And in chapter 1, it describes three important experiences they had that resulted from God's abidance.
我们来看《申命记》的第一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
申命记第一章的三十节。
Chapter 1, verse 30. The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
这个第三十节说，你前面行的，神要为你征战。
And in verse 30, it says, the Lord God who goes before you, he will fight for you.
就是鼓励他们要勇敢面对明天。
And that is to encourage the Israelites to face tomorrow courageously.
真的有的人想到明天会怕。
And some people, when they think about the next day, they will feel afraid.
我要怎么办？
They will think, what am I to do?
所以他说，不要怕，神要为你征战。
But here it says to not be afraid because God will fight for you.
那我怎么知道呢？
And how do we know?
要回想过去的经验。
We must think back on our past experiences.
那正如他在埃及旷野在你眼前所行的一样。
And just according to what he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
所以在埃及，神为他们征战，让法老顺服，让他们出去。
And so in Egypt, God fought on behalf of the Israelites to allow Pharaoh to let them leave.
那在旷野遇到亚玛力人。
And in the wilderness, they met the Amalekites.
神为他们征战，把他们打败了。
And God also fought for them and was able to defeat them.
那有这样的一个经验，我们再往前看就不怕。
And with this kind of experience, when we look forward, then we will no longer be afraid.
因为神没有改变了。
Because God does not change.
那只要我们对神的信靠没有改变，那个神的能力哦，为我们征战还会继续持续下去。
And as long as that our faith in God does not change, then we can persevere onward.
哦，所以这个四十年是怎么走下去呢
？So how did they continue walking this 40 years?
有困难没有关系，因为神要为我们征战。
Even if they met difficulties, they did not fear because God would fight on behalf of them.
为什么神为我们征战呢
？So why would God fight for them?
啊，因为神要把他们带到牛奶与蜜之地。
Because God wants to bring them to the land of milk and honey.
那这是神的旨意，就没有一个人能够挡得住神的旨意。
And this is the will of God, and no one can stand in the way of God's will.
神会亲自把这个障碍拿掉，让他的子民能够进到神的神应许那一块地。
And God will personally remove any obstacles to allow His people to enter the land of milk and honey.
所以诗篇二十三篇说，为自己的名引导我走义路。
And so in Psalms 23, it says, In your name, I...
神为他的名引导我们走义路。
And for his name's sake, he leads us on the path of righteousness.
义路是什么？
And what is the path of righteousness?
就是通往天国那一条路。
It is the road that will lead us to heaven.
因为天国是新天新地，有义居住在其中。
And because heaven is the new... Heaven and earth, and that is where righteousness is.
那如果神在带领我们那个障碍神会把它拿掉。
And if God is leading us, then He will remove the obstacles.
所以这里讲不要怕，神要为你们征战。
And here in Deuteronomy records for us not to be afraid because God will fight for us.
那征战就是有敌人，我们的敌人是谁
？But if there is a battle, then we know there must be an enemy. Who is our enemy?
第一个敌人就是当时的法老。
At the time, it was the Pharaoh.
现在就是魔鬼。
But for us today, it is Satan.
他要控制你，让你不要信耶稣，让你不要归入神的名下。
And he wants to make sure that we do not believe in God and that we do not belong to his name.
那第二个敌人是什么？
But what is the second enemy?
他们不敢进迦南，因为有亚纳族，它里面有很多族非常强。
The Israelites did not want to enter the land of Canaan because they saw very strong tribes living there.
那这个神的国实现，第一个就在我们内心呢。
But we know that the kingdom of God is within us.
但是在我们内心里面有七情六欲，
but within,
有罪性。
But within us, we also have a sinful nature.
那这个罪性有的很强，好像那亚纳族很强。
And sometimes our sinful nature is very strong, just like the tribes in Canaan.
那有时候这个罪性好像耶利哥城的城墙马大，你打不破的。
And sometimes our sinful nature is strong as the walls of Jericho. It doesn't matter, but the walls won't come down.
所以信仰就是征战。
And so spirit, our faith is often a battle.
那神为你们征战。
But God will fight for us.
不是我们自己在战，是神为我们在战。
So it's not us standing alone, but us standing with God.
你如果像其他宗教用刻苦己心的，用这种用禁欲的方式，用什么方式那这个真的是很辛苦。
Other religions and denominations, they may use different methods to overcome.
有的一生不能结婚，有的什么要拿那个东西一直念，因为怕那恶的念头跑进来。
Sometimes they will forbid their members from marrying, or they would ask them to hold a trinket or to recite certain phrases.
这样太辛苦了，也不容易达成。
But this is very cumbersome, and in the end, it does not overcome the battle.
那神为我们征战。
But God instead fights for us.
特别是圣灵。
Especially the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一充满。
And once we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
耶利哥自己倒了。
The walls of Jericho will come down.
圣灵一带领。
And when the Holy Spirit guides us.
当时的这些仇敌全部都被走光了。
These enemies will flee.
所以我们在走天国路是神在我们里面工作。
And when we walk the road to heaven, it is God working within us.
那这样我们才会走得很轻松，很愉快。
And that way we are able to walk this road with a light feeling and be carefree.
那没有神同在是走得很辛苦。
But without the guidance of God, this road instead becomes very difficult.
那脾气要怎么改？没有神同在真的很辛苦。
Because how can we change our temperament without God?
那要祷告常常有神同在，脾气自己跑掉了。
But if we pray often, then we have the abidance of God, and we will see ourselves change.
这真的很奇妙，自己没有了，不是你要怎么样去弄它，自己没有了。
So this is very miraculous that through prayer, our personality or certain characteristics can change.
这样 才会有轻松快乐的时间。
And that way we can be carefree and to be joyful.
好，那我们再看31节。
Let us turn to verse 31. And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place.
所以说神抚养你，好像人抚养儿子，一直到你们进到这个地方。
And here it says the Lord God carried them just like a father carries his son.
养孩子是很辛苦啊。
And we know that it is very difficult to raise children.
哦，但是啊，从孩子来看哦，有一个很好的父亲来养他是很幸福的。
But for a child, if he has a caring father to look after him, then this is a very blessed life.
但是圣经说我们都像浪子一样。
But the Bible says that we are all like orphans or homeless.
浪子 ，prodigal son。
We're like the prodigal son.
个人偏行己路啊，都偏离了神。
And that we have all gone astray.
好，那如果我们真的有追求到那个父，天父与我们同在，神跟我们同在。
But if we feel that our heavenly Father truly abides with us.
好，这里说抚养你们好像人抚养儿子一样。
Then we will feel that God carries us just like a father would carry his son.
后来你就发现，哎，神在抚养我呢，我有个父亲天天在照顾我。
And we will know that we have a heavenly Father who looks after us every day.
那你就做你应该做的，哦，做不到，父亲会照顾。
And we just do what we ought to do, and what we cannot finish, God will finish for us.
哦，父亲不会勉强孩子做他做不到的。
A father would not force his child to do something that he cannot do.
是照他所有的，不是照他所没有的。
Instead, the child is asked to complete with a task with what he has, not with what he does not have. And this is a father's love.
哦，那他是怜悯的神。
And God is a compassionate God.
哦，所以他跟我们同父一轭。Carry the same yoke, 啊，同父一轭。
And God carries the same yoke with us.
啊，所以我们多少力量做不到，神用他的恩典来补足。
And as long as we do the task at hand with our full strength, God will complete what we cannot do.
哦，那因为这个父亲在抚养我们，所以我们的生活态度不太一样。
And because we know that we have a father who carries us, then our mentality towards life will be different.
哥林多后书说我们行事为人不靠人的聪明，那是靠神的恩典。
And 2 Corinthians it says that we live our life not by man's understanding or his own strength, but by the grace of God.
这个靠人的聪明，你想了很多，晚上你睡觉还是睡不着，因为还有很多你还没有想到。
If we were to live our lives by man's knowledge or wisdom, then we wouldn't be unable to sleep at night because there's many things we cannot resolve.
哇，你说这个公司很好吗？那以后怎么办呢？
You may think that the current company you work for is very good, but what does the future hold?
你跑到另外公司，那公司可能有一天也有问题，那怎么办？你想不没有办法睡觉。
And you may change jobs thinking that this other company is better, but you still do not know what the future holds.
那是靠神的恩典。
So we must rely on the grace of God.
好。神一定会给我们带一条路出来。
And God will create a path for us to walk.
那就放心了，因为神的恩典够我们用。
And that way we can be at ease because we know God's grace is sufficient for us.
神抚养我们一生。
And because God carries us our entire lives.
这也是雅各的体验。
And this was the experience of Jacob.
好，这是第二个，神同在，他会抚养我们。
And this is the second experience that the Israelites had of God's abidance.
那第三个。
The third.
我们看33节，请。
Chapter 1, verse 33. Who went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents, to show you the way you should go, in the fire by night, in the cloud by day.
用云柱火柱指引我们所当行的路。
And God led the Israelites with a pillar of cloud and fire.
白天旷野东西南北看起来都一样，到处都路，等于无路可走。
In the daytime, the wilderness, everything looks the same, so they don't know which direction to go in.
那晚上一片黑暗，也是无路可走。
But at night, everything is pitch black, and they cannot see the road either.
哎，那白天就有云柱，就让你看方向。
But in the daytime, they had a pillar of cloud that would guide them.
而且它进退，有这个云柱动就动，云柱停就停。
And that when the cloud moved forward, the Israelites would follow. When the pillar of cloud stopped, they would stop also.
晚上这个有光有灯，哦，所以他这样来引导，让我们看得到。
But at night, it was a pillar of fire which guided, which provided them light.
那只是我们所当行的路。
And God, He shows us the way that we should go.
所以有时候我们听到很多人在讲所谓生涯规划，哇，我一生要怎么计划？几岁到几岁要做什么？几岁到几岁要做什么？
So often we hear that people they have a 5, 10, 15 year plan for themselves.
当然，人生也可以去计划。
And it's not inherently bad to plan for our lives.
但是有时候计划赶不上变化。
But sometimes the changes cannot keep up. Or the plan cannot keep up with the changes that happen.
有时候你怎么计划，到最后还是跟计划不一样。
And sometimes the reality varies greatly from the plan that you had.
这个信仰就是很奇妙。
And so faith is very miraculous or strange in this way.
神用云柱火柱指示我们当行的路。
That God will use a pillar of cloud and fire to guide the Israelites.
我就有时候真的不需要计划，你就顺其自然，神带到哪里走到哪里，活到哪里，不需要计划。为了我有一个父亲在带领我。
So sometimes we do not have to plan anything at all, but instead we just need to follow God because everything has been planned by Him.
这也是另外一种生活方式。
And so this is another way for us to live our lives.
那这样的生活方式也不错。
And this actually isn't a bad way to live our lives.
因为就顺凭他，随意引导。
Because we just hand everything over to God and let Him lead.
中国话说"船到桥头自然直"，这个是等于说你也没有办法嘛，就顺其自然。但是我们信仰上不是这个意思。
So Chinese has a saying that we should just let nature run its course.
信仰上就是有神在带领，所以顺其自然。
But in faith, we see that in actuality, God is guiding.
好，那没有信神的叫乐观啊，乐观啊，想开一点。
And so for those who do not believe in God, they may just say, just be optimistic.
那信仰不叫做乐观。
But in faith, this is not what we call optimism.
信仰叫做交托，不要忧虑，就交托给神了。
Instead, it is to hand over to God.
所以交托跟乐观是不太一样。乐观是说啊，顺其自然，反正是概率嘛。你向左可能是50%，向右可能50%。
So for those who do not believe, they may just be optimistic and just say, let, you know, whatever happen, happen. You can go to the right or the left, but your chances would be the same.
那交托就是说神知道他要带领我哪里，神一定知道，他已经有计划，所以我交给他就算了。
But in faith, instead of being optimistic, we just hand it over to God because we know that God knows what He is doing. If He leads me one way, then I will follow.
所以神与我们同在，每一天就看到神为我们征战，神在抚养我们。神在带领我们。
So we see if we have God's abidance, then we will experience that God fights for us, that He carries us, and He also leads us.
是神在做他自己的事。
And that is God doing what what He is supposed to do.
那这样的生活就是跟神已经很紧紧的连在一起。
And this is a life that is intimately intertwined with God.
这个就是我们的目标。
And this should be our end goal.
好像在神面前无所求，就他带到哪里，活到哪里。
And that is when we come before God that we request nothing because we will go wherever He leads.
好，我们现在再看这四十年。
So let us turn back to these 40 years.
我们来看第二章。
Let us turn to chapter 2.
我们看阿摩斯书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Amos.
对不起，生命记29章。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29.
生命记29章
Deuteronomy chapter
29 第5节
Verse 5 And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet.
第6节
6. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or similar drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God.
这个说这四十年呢、衣服没有穿破，鞋子也没有穿坏。
And we see here in the 40 years in the wilderness, their clothes and their shoes did not wear out.
那到最后要你知道是耶和华你的神。
And that in the end, the Israelites may know that God is the Lord their God.
所以要让在生活当中知道我们对神有一个体验，有一个更清楚的认识跟信靠。
And so we must experience God in our daily lives so that we have a better understanding of Him.
所以我们就了解说，在旷野地的吃什么的、喝什么的、住帐篷，这都是一个过程。
So we must know that whatever we eat or drink or where we live in the wilderness, this is just a journey.
那这个过程叫引导进入哪一块地。
And this journey or the process is to lead us into the land of Canaan.
那现在没有信仰的人，因为他没有那个目标。
But for someone who does not believe, because they do not have that goal.
他没有牛奶一块，玉米那一块目标。
He does not have the end goal of the land of milk and honey.
所以他把人生的过程当目标。
So he makes the experience of life his end goal.
过程就是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么、住什么，这个当作目标。
And so what he eats, what he drinks, where he lives, all of this is his end goal.
但是对我们信仰的人来讲，这个只是过程。
But for us with faith, we know that this is just a part of the journey.
你天天穿这件衣服啊，脏了洗干净，明天再穿，只要不会破就好了。
And we may wear the same outfit many times throughout the week, but as long as we wash it when it's clean,
you
can wear it again.
你看旷野40年，他能够带几件衣服？
And in the wilderness, how many outfits can the Israelites bring with them?
这只是过程。
This is all just part of the process, a journey that we go through.
不是目的。
But this is not our end goal.
所以有意有时就知足，这是过程。
And so we must realize the difference.
那敬虔操练，让神国能够实现，这是目标。
And for us to go through trials and to mold us so that we can have the kingdom of heaven within us, this is the end goal for us.
所以我们信仰在求神祝福我们，当然这个过程能过着比较轻松，那比较好啊。但是不要把过程当目标，那就跟没有信的就一样了。
And so we can ask for God to bless us throughout our journey of faith, but do not treat this as your end goal. Otherwise, we will be no different from those who don't believe.
好，我们现在再看《生命记》第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Verse 3. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man should not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
这里讲这四十年，当然这四十年很辛苦了。
And so we know that the 40 years was not easy for the Israelites.
大而可怕的旷野。
And this is a terrible wilderness.
那神很爱我们啊。
But God loves us very much.
神很爱我们，怎么会让他所爱的儿子这样受苦呢？
So why would he allow his beloved son to suffer like that?
所以甚至摩西在诗篇九十篇祷告，他也没有说神啊，你不要叫我受苦。
And so on Moses' prayer in the book of Psalms, he did not ask God to take away his suffering.
他只说神啊，当你按着你让我受苦的日子跟年岁，让我喜乐。
And Moses only asked that the time that you allowed me to suffer, let my time of joy be the same.
就是因为神的爱，所以有时候受苦是免不了的。
And because of God's love, sometimes it is inevitable that we suffer.
那也因为神的爱，所以神会给我们喜乐的心。
But it's also because of the love of God that He will give us a joyful heart.
那如果有喜乐的心，受苦就不可怕。
But if we have a joyful heart, then we are no longer afraid of our suffering.
那如果没有喜乐的心，当然受苦就好像咒诅一样。
But without a joyful heart, then our suffering can be like torture.
好，那为什么要神爱我们要让我们受苦？
So why does God allow us to suffer?
第二节。
Verse 2.
要苦验你，试炼你，让你知道你的内心如何。
Because he wants to humble us and to test us to know what is in our hearts.
那知道什么内心？
And what does God want to know?
看我们真的是不是愿意守他的诫命。
And to see if we are truly willing to keep his commandments.
所以有时候生活过得很偏高，我们自己真的连自己也不知道，我到底我跟神的关系是怎样。
So sometimes when our lives are too peaceful, we do not truly understand the relationship between us and God.
那到底我是不是真的很有决心要来守神的诫命？
And we do not know if we have the conviction to keep God's commandments.
那当苦难一来。
But once suffering comes.
忽然间，我们的反应就是在回应，就是在表现我们的灵性。
Our reaction will truly reflect the state of our spirituality.
所以有时候我们怎么知道我的灵性？
So sometimes how do we know our spirituality?
苦难来，我怎么去回应？就是我的灵性。
How do we react to suffering?
那我们在回应苦难，跟主耶稣在回应苦难，到底有什么不同？
And what is the difference between our reaction to suffering and that of Jesus?
那这个不同的地方，就是我们要追求进步的地方。
And the difference is our goal, and that is where we know what we need to improve on.
所以没有苦难的考试，我们永远不知道到底我的信仰是60分、80分，还只有20分。
So without suffering and trials, we will never know if our faith is 20%, 60%, or 80%.
好，那知道了之后，我们就会一直在进步。
But once we know, then we know where to improve.
好，那知道自己信仰的这个很低微，哦，很不完全，那我们人就会很谦卑。
And once we know our imperfections and what we lack, then we will be humbled.
这个信仰的完全不是用年纪算的，也不是用信主多久来算。
And so our faith, it's not counted in years or the years that we believed in God.
那有时候我们会错觉，我信很久，我没有问题，我年纪很大，我有什么问题？不是这样的。
But sometimes we may become frustrated because we have believed for many years or we're elderly in age.
就是我们的苦难回应跟主耶稣有什么差？那个就是我们灵性的不同，就是我们进步的空间。
But instead, we must see where there's room for improvement, and that is the differences in our reactions to suffering.
好，我们再回到第八章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第三节。
Verse
3. 他苦验你们，试验我们，将列祖不认识的玛纳赐给我们，使我们知道人活着不单靠食物，乃是要靠神口里所出来的话。在苦难当中，我们才知道说人活着不只是物质需要物质而已的。
When man lives, he does not only need materialistic things.
不是说有东西是这样就可以活得很好了。
And it's not to say that as long as we have something to eat, then we may live very well.
当苦难来到，我们才发现我们的盼望从哪里来。
But when suffering comes, we realize where our hope comes from.
从神的话来。
And we know that hope comes from the word of
God. 我们的力量从哪里来。
And where does our strength come from?
从神的应许来。
And it comes from the promise of God.
我们的安慰从神哪里来？
And where does our security come from?
从神来，从他的话语来，从他的圣灵来。
And it comes from God's Spirit and God's Word.
所以经历越多苦难之后，忽然间我们就发现我们越需要神。
So the more suffering or trials that we go through, the more we realize how much we need God.
没有信仰的人，他觉得不需要神，因为他没有天国路可以走，他也没有流奶与蜜之地。
For those who do not believe in God, because they do not have the end goal of the land of milk and honey, they.
所以这个过程活得很快乐就好了。到底目的地去哪里不知道也没关系啊。
They do not care if they have that end goal. Instead, they just want to live life well.
但是对一个有信仰的人来讲
，But instead for those who have faith,
我的目的地很清楚。
Our end purpose is very clear.
那这个目的地很清楚，除非有神同在，不然我走不到。
We know that unless we have the guidance of God, we cannot finish the journey.
所以我们在受苦当中就知道说，不是说吃好穿好这样就信仰生活就能够过得好，不是这样，还要神的话来引导我们。
So we know in our walk of faith that it's not enough for us to eat well or to dress well, but instead we must have the word of God to guide us.
好像属灵的粮食吃下去，让我们有力量。
We must have that spiritual food so that we are strengthened.
所以这40年
，So these 40 years
啊，不只是依靠物质。
They did not just rely on tangible material things.
还靠神的应许，神的话语。
They also relied on the promise of God and His word.
所以这40年就是我们的信仰历程。
So these 40 years also reflect our walk of faith.
我们最后的目标确定了。
And we must be very clear of our end goal.
追求神的同在。
And that is to seek after the guidance of God.
不断的努力成长。
To continuously to grow.
唱诗。
Let us sing
hymn. 62首。
Hymn 62. Please be seated.
我们现在最后要来祷告。
And now we will have our concluding prayer.
借着圣灵的充满，我们追求神与我们同在。
And let us pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and that God may abide with us.
也借着神的话语，来照亮我们前面的路，让我们知道要怎么往前走。
And that the word of God may shine a light in front of our path, that we know how to walk.
一起来祷告。
Let us all pray together.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, 奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。